when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for our time as a church. Thank you, God, for this evening. And open, please, our hearts and our minds for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Very interesting fact. Early church, we are talking about the year 60s, 70s. And there was a very common way of thinking or way of doing things, or a specific group that they were called Gnostics on that time. And the Gnosticism is a movement that you can only achieve certain knowledge by studying with a specific group, with a specific people. So actually, Gnosticism is not for everybody. Was not for everybody. And also, we had at that time the burden of the Pharisee law, or the Pharisee understanding of how we supposed to live the Christianity. A lot of rituals, a lot of ways of thinking, of doing, or of dealing with lives. And now Paul brings a completely different understanding here. Paul is breaking the idea, it's breaking the context, saying, look above, look on things that are from Christ. So Paul now is not worried about ceremonial practices. Paul is not worried about loyalty to a specific ritual. Paul is not worried about you have to do as the law says, because now we have a different understanding of things. Now we have Christ. And this is the first lesson that we should understand here. We should set our hearts on the things above. It's not about earth anymore. It's not about our dreams anymore. It's not about how we think we should live anymore. It's about Christ. It's about his patterns. It's about his understanding. Martin Luther says that when we became Christians, we die for ourselves in the middle of our life. But God replies, not at all. You are alive in Christ. Paul here shows us the fundament of the truly sanctification. Now, our life should go for something that's practical. It's not about a ritual. It's not about practices. Something that is practical, something that changed our heart, something that changed our standard. And this thing is called the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus died. Jesus was resurrected. Jesus seated at the right hand of God on high, hidden before human eyes. But Jesus did not do this for himself. Jesus does that because of us. Paul here exhorts the Colossians to meditate in our heavenly life. Although it's very good for us to have dreams. 2 years ago, I had a dream. I think I should pursue a better life. I think my life in Brazil is not good anymore. But then we came, and we are just keeping with now different dreams. Now we want to make it stable. Well, we want to have a house or have a car. And sometimes you just live accordingly to earthly things. But that's not what Paul wants here. Paul is exhorting us to meditate in the heavenly life. Set your hearts on things above. The point that Paul established here is a very close relationship with the baptism. I don't know if we were here last week. Last week we had baptism, and I have to say that was very beautiful. It was a very beautiful moment. Not only about the baptism itself, but how people are transformed and they see and they recognize on the baptism understanding of how different they are now. Now, the Christian, we cannot go back, we cannot raise from the baptism being the same person. There is, or we need to have a difference. We need to have a different life. And my question for you tonight, where is this difference? Where is this different perspective in our life? Now, as Christians, we have to think our thoughts on the things that are above. Please do not worry about your earthly things. God will take care of them. Let's worry about the heavenly things. The Christian will see things not only as a man, but as a son adopted from God. Now your value, my value, our value, is not an earthly value anymore. We are Christians, adopted. We know the love of God. We know the sacrifice. We know the price that Christ paid for us. So let's see the things from above. The second point that I want to show you tonight, and I want to discuss a little bit, it's our identification with Christ. How can we be identified as a Christian? And I have to say for you, it's not only about going to church. It's not only about doing the rituals as the Pharisee or the tradition used to say. It's not about that anymore. Our identification with Christ involves four things. And first thing, we have to die with Christ. Christ not only died for us in terms of substitution, but also we die with Him because we have to identify with Him. You want to be a Christian? Identify yourself in your character as a Christian. Romans 6:1-2 says, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace might increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? So the challenge here, we should die with Christ. We should die with our sins. We should die for ourselves and we should go to Christ. Deny ourselves and go to Christ. Our death for the world, our death for the sins, needs to mean a change in 180 degrees in our ambition of life. You want to see yourself identify as a Christian? Change your perspective in life. We die with Christ. Second thing that I say here, we live in Christ. Christ is our life. We die for the sins, and now Christ is our life. Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ live in me. 1 John 5:12, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. It means that the Holy Spirit that dwells in us make this reality different. He transforms us in a way that our life becomes similar with Christ. That is our goal in our Christian life. Become with like Christ. When Christ is our life, then we live spiritually. We don't live by ourselves. We don't live accordingly our flesh, our desires, our thoughts. We live accordingly to Christ. Christ is everything for us. He is the motivation of our daily life. He is the motivation of our future destiny. I don't think about going to heaven because heaven is a better place. I think on going to heaven because I wanna be with Christ in the glory. Before, our lives belong to us. Before, we lived as humans, as dominated by our thoughts, our desires, our flesh. But now our lives belong to Christ. To Christ. We have to orientate our life in that direction. You want to be identified with Christ. We have to do for our sins. And we have to live for Christ. And the third thing, we also resurrect with Christ. The Greek expression here is aion synergetete. It means this resurrection. It's a work that is completed. It's not a process. If we accept Jesus as our Savior, the work is done. The work is done. The resurrection is done. The action is completed. Warren Wiersbe, that's one commentator that I was reading for this preparation, he has an interesting understanding that in our position, we have to understand that the exaltation, is that right? Exaltation? The exaltation of Christ, it's not something that's hypothetical, should be practical in our lives. We should make ourselves an effort to achieve that. This is something that is a consumed fact. We are
resurrected with Christ. The fourth thing, we are hidden with Christ. As the verse said, we are hidden. So if you want to see, if someone sees you on your daily life, they have to see Christ in you. That's a challenge. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes I go in the front. Sometimes we forget that we have to love people as ourselves. Sometimes we forget that. We are hidden with Christ. We do not belong to the world no more, but Christ. The William Barclay says that the masters on that time, they had the books that could hidden the knowledge, the wisdom. But I have to say for you, the knowledge is Christ. The wisdom is Christ. In Him that we have to look. To be hidden in Christ means that only in Him we have safety and satisfaction. Only in Christ. It's a very interesting point that sometimes in our life we are more worried about the rituals of being a Christian. It means that I have to come to the church at 9:30 or 11:05 or either 6:30 p.m. to just be there and people see me and just make my part or play my role as a Christian. But that's not what Paul is trying to say here. Paul is trying to say, look, now there is a different understanding. I'm not worried about the rituals anymore. I'm worried about how you identify yourself with Christ. Nick, before the service start, he told me about Billy Graham. Billy Graham, I didn't have opportunity to see him preaching, but some videos on the TV that I saw, I could see him, and then I was watching him preaching, and I could see that man was with God this morning. That man is with God now, and that man will be with God later on, because he just said things about God, and you could see God through him. Can we say something about ourselves? Someone see us on the street. What do they see? Do they see humor? Or do they see Christ? What do they see? A ritual? Or just a believer? Or do they see someone who was touched by the Holy Spirit and transformed in its character? What do they see in me? What do they see? Do they see a person who has resurrected? And the third thing, our intent or our aspiration for Christ, to be identified as a Christian. Paul says that we should have an aspiration for Christ. We should want Christ. And the first thing that he says, that the new believers, they seek more the glory of God than the glory of this world. Do not look for the glory of this world. You know why? This is gonna pass. In 1 year, 2 years, people are gonna forget you. Even though if you are a CEO in a company, people are gonna forget you. Everybody can be replaced in this world. Everybody. But our goal as Christians, we need to seek and look the glory of Christ on the things above. And this look, Paul uses the verb zetete. It means that it's something that is continuous. You have to do every day, every time. You should never stop. We should never stop. We should look every day and search every day the glory of Christ. And the second thing, the believers. We Christians, we think more on the heavenly things than on the earthly things. Those heavenly things should inspire us, should change our character. Do you know what I like about singing the hymns and the songs? Because most of the lyrics that are written there, they came from the Psalms. And the Bible says that we should sing the Psalms. And why we should sing this? Why we should sing the Psalms? Because the Psalms exalt the glory of God. The Psalms bring us who God is. We should sing God. We should sing His glory. We should look for our society and look for our lives and see, I don't want this melange of things. I want to have my own characteristic. It's a very interesting, I'm going to use my wife as an example. We are here, yeah, she's already, but it's a very interesting point that we are here like 2 years, right? So everything is, doesn't matter where we go, everything is still fresh. So she takes lots of pictures, because she understands that this is something new. And this is something that I should remember. And this is something that not only new and I should remember, I need other people to see and remember and to know what I am living. And this can be brought for our Christian lives. As in the moment that we see God, we should look to God and say, this is new. This is something that I want to see. This is something that I want to keep. And this is something that I want to other people see in me. This is life in Christ. Looking His perspective. Looking His glory. And I want to close this evening. And different than praying, I would like to ask George and Loretta to sing one request that I have. And this song says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Because He is the one that we should be looking. He is the one that deserves to be glorified. Not our life, not our society, not our good salaries or our life quality, but Christ. Christ should be the center of our life. So I'm gonna call George and Loretta. And after, we are gonna be dismissed. But I'd like to pray for you if you want. If you want, after, you can come to me. And if you see that you need a prayer, if you see that you need someone to talk, come to the front. And I'd like to pray for you after. Thank you so much.